Words Appear, an Apple original. Over a dark background, Snoopy sleepily steps out of his red doghouse and opens his mouth wide. The dark background rises, revealing the backyard where Woodstock lands atop Snoopy's house. He puts on a park ranger hat and Snoopy does the same.
Sally, you almost packed. We don't want to miss the bus.
We don't? Honestly, big brother, I could stay home.
Your very first time at camp. I know you're gonna love it.
If you say so.
Oh, I know so.
There's a sort of magic in the air at Clover Hill Ranch. And best of all, no parents.
No parents? Why do I get the feeling Mom and Dad are sending me off to camp with you so they can have the house to themselves?
There are moments you'll remember all your life.
I can make memories right here.
Swimming in a lake by day, seeing stars at night.
I can see the Big Dipper from my room.
Singing campfire songs with lifelong friends.
What if I don't know the words?
And the only major bummer is that summer has to end.
A bus pulls up.
Your final year of summer camp is here. As a senior camper, there's one thing that's clear. Gotta make this summer something extra special. Better yet, I'm gonna make it monumental.
Launching in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Here comes the best time ever. Wish it could last forever. All year we waited for today. Now we're on our way with our friends. We are reunited. Could not be more excited. Here's where you'll always want to stay. For the best time ever.
Charlie Brown sits with Sally on the bus as it goes over a tall bridge. Peppermint Patty sits with Marcy.
Get a truck to honk its horn, it's just the best.
There's a tunnel up ahead,
time to hold your breath. Look out, we're gonna hit that giant tree.
Is that supposed to be funny?
Watching cows and cornfields passing, basking in the scenery.
The kids crowd against the bus door windows, then tumble out in a big pile. Snoopy runs over them as Woodstock follows behind him. The kids follow Snoopy under a wooden sign reading, Clover Hill Ranch. A title appears. Snoopy presents a summer musical. In a cabin, Lucy throws a suitcase on a bed and hugs some girls. Charlie hugs a friend. Snoopy guides Charlie's friend on a canoe. Campers swing nets at butterflies and go fishing.
That's strange. Only 3 buses. There's usually at least 6.
What's it gonna be?
The best time ever!
Repeat it after me!
The best time ever! The best.
All the campers freeze except for Sally.
There's smiles on every happy face, but all I feel is out of place. My brother says I'll love it here. I'll give it my best try. But their inside jokes and rituals are things that I don't really know. Is there no one who will sympathize with this poor girl's plight?
The campers sing around the ranch. Girls pillow fight in a cabin, and campers swim around Franklin, who stands on a raft. Lucy and Linus swim with a girl. Frida and other campers climb stairs made of logs. Campers watch a girl bounce on a slack line between 2 trees. Charlie runs in front of a wide lodge and raises his hands. The campers sing around the ranch. Charlie and other campers leave Sally alone.
Best time ever? We'll see about that.
Later, a boy reads atop a wagon as 2 boys slowly move it. Another boy struggles to lift his bag up cabin steps. Snoopy and Woodstock pass them as Snoopy walks with a loaded camping pack on his back. In a forest, Snoopy forces his way through a bush and into a clearing. He places his pack down, pulls a string around it, and the pack erupts. Several items appear orderly around the clearing, including a cooking station, a dartboard, and a red tent. Snoopy gets on the tent and places his bowl on a twig. Woodstock places his nest atop the twig, and they both lie down. Now, Charlie and Sally enter separate cabins. Sally spots Eudora and other girls inside. They look at her.
Big brother, there are other girls in the room?
Yeah, they're your bunkmates.
It's stuffy in here.
Open a window.
And where's the TV? I've got game shows to watch.
There is no TV. That's the point.
And my bed's lumpy.
You'll be so tired from all the fun you're having, you won't even notice.
I'm off to meet Linus. Have fun today, Sally.
Charlie runs off in swim trunks. Sally roasts marshmallows with Franklin and Marcy. Sally's marshmallow melts and she storms off. Now she plays tug of war with Charlie and their friends. The rope whips, flinging Snoopy and Woodstock through the air. Sally starts to climb a tree, then falls on her face. Snoopy, Patty, Jose, and Sally pop out of a bush with binoculars. Sally raises her binoculars and a dragonfly floats toward her. She shivers in the air, then hurries away. Now, Jose, Linus, Snoopy, Woodstock, and Sally follow Lucy. Lucy holds a tree branch, then releases it so it hits Sally. Some of the kids climb up rocky steps, and Sally stops.
Ugh. Best time ever. Ugh.
On the lake, Shermie jumps off a raft and knocks Marcy into the water. Sally stands on the shore.
Galileo!
Mickey Mantle!
Joe Slabotje!
Linus, Peppermint Patty, and Charlie swing into the water.
Hey, watch it!
Hey, Sally. How's it going? You enjoying camp? Well, did you make it up to the lookout peak? That view is breathtaking.
No. Gravity got the best of me.
Huh. That's too bad. Why don't you jump in and cool off with us, Sally? The water's perfect.
Yeah, it's only freezing for a minute.
I don't know. I've never been in a lake before. Is it safe?
Sally takes careful steps into the lake and squirms as plants wiggle near her feet.
Ugh, it feels like I have worms between my toes.
I don't like this. I'm getting out of here.
A stick.
Lake snake! There's a lake snake! Run for your lives!
Sally! Wait!
Snoopy drops into the water from above, pops up with the stick in his mouth, and swims away. Snoopy guides Woodstock and other yellow birds as they fly above a stone cairn holding a rock shaped like Snoopy's head.
Sally!
Hey, Snoopy. Have you seen Sally? I can't seem to find her anywhere.
Snoopy puts his paw to his chin and starts away. He gestures to the lodge.
The history wall?
Sally stands in front of a wall of photos outside the lodge.
Thanks, Snoopy.
Charlie goes to her, and Snoopy rapidly follows as the birds struggle with the stone. Sally stares up at the history wall.
I don't understand. They all seem to love this place.
That's because of all the wonderful things you can do here. Look, I understand. Everyone's a little nervous when they first get here. Huh. I've never noticed that before. Seems like less kids every year.
Less kids?
Well, I guess your generation would rather sit in front of the television than sit under the stars.
Yeah, I think I understand. I would rather sit in front of the TV.
She walks off. Charlie slams his head against the history wall and a framed photo falls from it. Snoopy catches it and spies two campers in the photo viewing a treasure map. He turns to Charlie, then sees a piece of paper coming out of the back of the frame. Snoopy turns away and removes the back of the frame. He pulls out the paper and his eyes widen as he looks down at the map. On the map, he spots a red X at the end of a trail. A dream bubble forms above his head. In it, Snoopy opens a treasure chest and gold coins shoot out of it. A golden lounge chair appears near a lake where gold boats appear. A gold house appears between a gold helicopter and gold car. Snoopy tans on top of the house, then the dream bubble pops. Snoopy does a jig, then returns to the history wall where he places the fallen photo back in its place.
Thanks, Snoopy.
Snoopy smiles, gives Charlie a thumbs up, and swiftly slips away. Charlie raises his head and looks at the history wall.
Hmm? That's weird. There seems to be some pictures missing. Huh. I never noticed that before either.
Charlie stares at the wall. Fade to black. At night, fireflies float around moss-covered cabins. The other girls in Eudora sleep soundly in their beds as Sally grimaces on her side. She turns to lie on her back, then covers her face with her pillow. Sally storms outside her cabin and stomps her foot down.
Can we please get some peace and quiet around here?
The fireflies leave.
Thank you!
Sally slams the cabin door and climbs back up into her bunk. The other girls watch, then give each other looks. She settles into bed and slowly blinks her eyes shut. She startles awake. Atop a hill, Marcy blows a trumpet. In the cabin alone, Sally slowly rises in her bed. She groggily walks across the cabin and pulls open a drawer.
No, Sally. It was tie-dye.
What? Why would anyone do such a thing?
Sally, it's just a harmless prank.
Yeah, a time-honored tradition.
Look around.
Other campers wear tie-dyed shirts.
See? A reason to get upset.
Ugh. Well, let the record show I am not amused.
Sally walks off in her pajamas.
The bunk's all smell. Croak throughout the night. The mess hall is a scary sight. The kitchen unsanitary. There's poison oak around every tree. Miss indoor plumbing and I miss TV. The cruelest joke, there's no AC. I was justified in being wary. How could anyone want to spend time here? Is there something that I missed? It's a thousand times less than sublime here. How could anybody ever love a place like this? You're forced to swim in a leech-filled lake, and you keep eyes peeled for a rattlesnake. Hiking dusty trails, I will not partake. It could render a girl asthmatic. You wake at dawn like you would in jail. The food's not what you would call upscale. Ugh, this whole endeavor, an epic fail. And that's being diplomatic. Everybody's out climbing a mountain. Me, I'm staring at an abyss. I've been thinking, but there's no accounting for why anybody'd ever love a place where the bed's as cozy as styrofoam and there's stains on all of the clothes you own, where you count the seconds till you go home. No matter how much you insist, I can't see how anybody'd ever love a place like this. How could anybody ever love a place like this?
A pony licks her face.
Ew!
Her eyes widen.
Oh! Well, hello there. Where did you come from? Lulame. Your name is Lulame?
Lulame licks her again and Sally cuddles into her face. Sally stands with Lulame near a stable. Elsewhere in his red tent, Snoopy pulls a rope inside. He puts on his backpack, rolls up the map, and sets his ranger hat on his head. Snoopy sneaks out of his tent with a smirk, and Woodstock pops up from his nest. Snoopy starts off, and Woodstock stops him. Woodstock gives him a look, and Snoopy hides the map. Snoopy pulls out a marshmallow. Snoopy tosses it away, and Woodstock goes to fetch it. Snoopy hurries away. He creeps behind a tree and looks around before moving to other trees behind a long bush. He startles as Sally approaches Eudora and two other campers.
Hey, guys. Did you know they have a petting zoo?
It's a pony.
You're so cute.
Eudora, do you want to hold her?
Sure.
Peppermint Patty, Marcy, Franklin, and Pigpen stand at a trailhead.
The trail down to the river seems to be closed this year.
How can that be, Marcy? We've hiked this trail every year we've come here. Something fishy is going on, and I don't like it one bit.
You're right, Franklin. It stinks.
Perhaps you should take charge, sir.
The others follow Peppermint Patty as they march. At the lodge, Patty puts her fist to a door and stops.
Did you hear that? They said they were going to close the camp.
It would appear, sir. There's just not enough campers coming anymore to allow the camp to stay open.
They can't do this to us. It's not fair. It's horrible.
Now, Patty, Franklin, and Pigpen sit with Lucy and Linus.
No more summer camp for anyone.
After so many years, it's all over.
I've lost my appetite.
I'll eat it.
Cloverhill Ranch closing? That's not possible! No one consulted me! Of all the nerve of these grown-ups, I've spent 5 summers here making memories. I've got my picture on the wall. It'll be destroyed, lost forever. I'm calling my attorney. I ought to sue for damages. Emotional distress. I'm breaking out in hives. Charlie Brown, how can you be so you at a time like this?
What do you mean?
Cloverhill Ranch is closing!
Charlie falls and sticks fall on top of him.
Closing?
No!
Clouds hover near towering mountains. Now, Snoopy steps on a wooden bridge between 2 cliffs. The bridge falls apart over a steep drop. Snoopy jumps back, slowly approaches the drop, and pulls out his rope lasso. He throws the lasso, and it wraps around a branch. Snoopy pulls the rope, then swings across the drop, stopping just short of the other cliff. Snoopy steadies his foot on the corner of the cliff, and the map falls out of his backpack. He slips off the cliff and clings to the rope, watching as the map drifts down toward the ground. He hops off the rope and angrily swings his hands and feet. He grabs the rope again and spots the map floating back up to him.
Ooh.
Woodstock flies up next to Snoopy with the map in his mouth. Woodstock puts the map back in Snoopy's backpack and tugs his ears back. He lets go, and Snoopy swings onto the cliff, landing safely. Snoopy hugs Woodstock and the map. The other yellow birds arrive in matching ranger hats, and Snoopy points at the red X on the map. The birds follow Snoopy, then slam against his back as he stops before an even larger drop between 2 cliffs. Sally and the other girls walk with Lulame.
I can't believe it.
Sally and Eudora spot Charlie slumping on a bench in front of the history wall. Sally goes to him.
Big brother?
I just can't believe it.
Can't believe what?
The other girls and Lulame poke their heads out to watch.
Cloverhill Ranch is closing. It's all over. No more camp for anyone. I was really hoping you'd be able to spend a few summers here, like the rest of us did.
Charlie gets up and leaves Sally.
Camp's closing? Forever?
Forever.
Charlie continues off. The other girls and Lulame join Sally at the history wall where they look at an old photo of campers. On the cliff, Snoopy takes in the map with the birds behind him. He looks closely at the path to the red X, then throws the map on the ground. He stomps on the map and slams his hat on the ground as Woodstock flies around. Woodstock looks down, excitedly returns to Snoopy, and points. He tries to get Snoopy's attention, and Snoopy waves him off. Woodstock turns Snoopy's head and pushes him toward the edge of the cliff. Woodstock lowers Snoopy's head. The birds raise the X on the map to Snoopy's face, then remove the map, revealing 4 rivers below, coming together in the shape of an X. Snoopy kisses Woodstock and picks his hat up. He points at the birds and they salute him. Sporting headphones and sunglasses, Woodstock guides Snoopy and the birds with flags. The birds lift Snoopy's tail, ears, and backpack. Woodstock swings his flags and Snoopy sprints toward the edge. The birds struggle to lift Snoopy off the ground and they plummet off the cliff. The birds lift Snoopy back up and he soars through the air. Snoopy's hat flies off and hits Woodstock. Snoopy spots the X in the rivers and glides down toward it. The birds drop Snoopy and he dives into the middle of the watery X. Underwater, Snoopy's eyes go big as he spots a treasure chest nestled atop rocks. He covers his mouth, then surfaces. He gives Woodstock and the other birds a thumbs up. Now, Woodstock backs up as Snoopy and the birds haul the chest out of the water and onto the shore. Snoopy spots a lock on the chest and drops onto his back. Elsewhere, Charlie climbs up to an overlook and looks out at the ranch. He turns his attention to a massive crane at a construction site in the distance. He takes a seat on a rock.
How can all of this just go away?
One more sleep, and then we'll pack our things and go. With memories in our hearts and sand in our clothes.
A younger Charlie and Snoopy jump.
There's a mist rising up, forming clouds from the lake. And the oak trees are whispering, shh, it's gonna rain. Guess I oughta be sad, 'cause goodbyes are heavy. But here I am now, and I feel as light as the clouds.
Young Charlie and Snoopy take in the history wall.
Let's get together and scroll through old pictures of people and places we've known. Of a lifetime that began only 5 days ago.
Sally runs through a meadow with the girls.
In the morning, we'll pull the last sheets from the bunks and we'll put them away till next year. Wait, there won't be a next year. Guess I oughta be sad, 'cause goodbyes are heavy. But here we are now, and I feel as light as the clouds.
Sally and her friends make lines in the meadow.
Baseball and campfires, marshmallow trees, splashing around in our shoes.
Just get it. It's not cold as it seems.
You love the you things.
I love the me things.
But you and me loved it all just the same. So tonight, let's scroll through old pictures of people and places we've known. And wonder how the days pass so quickly as life seemed to slow. But it's true, something's changed, and it's hard to explain. But I'll keep this feeling tucked safely away for the rainy days when life seems so heavy. This feeling of now.
Sally and the other campers start to float.
When we were light as the clouds.
At night, campers gather around a campfire.
When we were light as the clouds,
we were light as
smiles and waves someone over. Sally, Charlie, the girls, and the other campers sit in front of the lake, gazing at the starry sky.
We were light.
Shooting stars fly by. Sally and Charlie sit together.
We have to save the camp.
Charlie looks down at her with his mouth open. He turns back to the sky. Fade to black. In the early morning, sleeping bags lie near the lake as Charlie paces on the trail to the lodge.
Save the camp. Save the camp.
Charlie save creates a camp. Hole in the dirt as he paces.
Save the camp. But how?
Charlie looks up to see the birds flying Snoopy in as he holds the rope wrapped tightly around the treasure chest. Several of the other campers awaken. Snoopy drops the chest and appears on top of it as dust fades. Snoopy tries to pull open the chest and falls over. He kicks at it and hurts his foot. He angrily stomps on the top of it, then bites at the lock. Snoopy spots something, then runs off. He grabs a fish decoration off a door and beats the chest with it. He throws the fish at the lock. The lock breaks.
What do you have there, Snoopy?
Snoopy opens the chest and looks inside it. Snoopy and Woodstock frown, then cry. Charlie spots photos and musical instruments inside.
It looks like a time capsule, Snoopy.
It's amazing!
Snoopy walks off. Peppermint Patty and Franklin join Charlie as he grabs a photo of campers holding instruments.
1922?
A banner reads, Summer Camp, 1922. Charlie raises a photo of the band playing in front of the lodge.
It looks like they used to put on shows right here.
Snoopy plays a trumpet by the lodge.
That's it! I've got an idea how we can save the camp. We'll put on a festival. A great big festival to show off the camp, with live music, colorful stage lights, the works!
It's a fine idea, Charlie Brown, but it sounds impossible.
Yeah, we're just kids, Chuck. What can we really do?
Wait a second. Why are we even bothering with any of this? It's our last year here anyway. We're seniors, remember? Why should we care about saving a place we'll never visit again?
We're not doing it for us, Susie. We're doing it for them.
Sally and her friends stare.
And all the others that will follow in their footsteps. We have to protect these kinds of places. Because once they're gone forever.
Peppermint Patty and Franklin smile.
Well, you have me convinced, you old blockhead. And I think I know how we can save the camp.
What?
We'll put on a festival!
Huh?
That's right, a festival!
Campers grab the instruments and make invites.
We'll invite everyone we can think of. Everyone who's ever come to Clover Hill Ranch.
And every kid in the country, if possible.
The campers will come. They'll come for the campfires. They'll come for the outdoors.
But more importantly, they'll return for the friendships and memories.
They'll see how special this camp is, which will raise attendance, and then
there won't be a reason for them to close the camp anymore.
Charlie gets on the stage.
Bring it on in, everyone. Fantastic job. Look what a great team can accomplish. Everything is in place. Tomorrow will be a day none of us will ever forget.
Later, at the cabins. Schroeder plays piano on his top bunk. In her bed, Marcy uses a flashlight to make a shadow bunny. Peppermint Patty tosses bubblegum in her mouth and reads a comic strip on the wrapper. She lies back and blows a bubble. The bubble pops and makes curlers fly out of Frida's hair. Sally and Charlie rest in their beds. Outside, Snoopy sleeps on top of his tent as the birds do the same atop their smaller tents. Snoopy smiles. Fade to black. In the morning, Charlie shoots up in bed, puts on his sailor cap, and gives two thumbs up to Linus. Linus puts his sailor cap on and grips his blanket. Marcy wakes and Peppermint Patty hangs upside down in front of her. Sally sits up with a smile and Charlie opens his cabin door.
Good grief!
Good grief!
Rain falls outside the cabins. Snoopy wakes up and falls off his tent. Sally grimaces. At the stage.
Can you believe it, Charlie Brown? What are we gonna do now?
I don't think anyone's gonna show up in this rain, Charles.
It looks like this will be the last year of summer camp after all.
Stay calm. Nobody panic. It's just a little morning sprinkle.
The campers and Snoopy raise umbrellas.
Oh, come on! It's the middle of summer!
Rain pours down.
You had to do it, didn't you? It wasn't enough to rain on my ball games. You had to rain on this day, too.
I'm sorry, Charlie Brown, but I'm afraid it's time for you to let it go.
We might as well start packing.
Everyone, including Sally, walks off. Lucy stops.
Look up, Charlie Brown. No one's coming in this rain. Come on. Let's go.
She leaves him standing in the rain.
No. I just can't.
Charlie stands with his head and shoulders slumped.
I can't.
His hat falls off and he holds it as rain drips into it.
I just can't. I just can't give up and fall down.
Charlie appears in his flooded hat. Darkness surrounds him as a stream of rain falls directly on him.
The skies have opened. They're overflowing. When it all came down, you ran. But it's okay, I understand. And I'm not. But I just can't. No, I just can't look up.
Snoopy and Sally approach Charlie from behind.
Look up. 'Cause if I do,
beams of sunlight shoot down. Other campers join Charlie on the stage.
Look up, look up. I'm only a fool in a downpour. The clouds have spoken. They're saying we should just pack it up and go home. But I just can't. Yeah, sure.
Come a spotlight and Snoopy grabs Charlie's hand.
Look up, look up, Charlie Brown.
Charlie looks up and smiles as he sees a large crowd of kids surrounding the stage.
Charlie Brown.
numerous children gathers around the lodge. Charlie's friends surround him and lift him up.
The camp is saved!
Thanks, Woodstock.
Woodstock puts the sailor hat back on Charlie's head and Snoopy dances. Snoopy stops and sees his family pop out of the crowd. Snoopy rushes over to them and they do a group hug. Belle reveals their invite and Spike hands Snoopy a microphone. The family pulls out instruments. Charlie's friends toss him in the air and Snoopy hands Charlie the microphone.
Hello world, check, check, is this thing on? Hey, you silent types in the back, time to sing along. Hold your head up high, because we won this one. Just remember, work like ours is never dusted and done. Hello world, do you remember when we arrived? There was beauty, there was wonder, and there are a couple of things that weren't quite right. And if they remain unspoken, then the next lot to arrive will find it sad and broken. But we're gonna leave it better than we found it.
Charlie and his friends watch over the camp. Now, some of the kids dance on stage as Snoopy, Sally, and Charlie crowd surf. Snoopy's family plays their instruments. The sun rises on the cabins the next day.
Goodbye, friends. Dry your eyes. Life keeps moving on. Some of us will keep in touch, and others not as much. But we'll always share.
Jumps in the lake and Charlie flies a kite with Snoopy and Woodstock. Charlie and Sally place framed photos on the history wall.
Hello, Mother. Hello, Father. Thank you for all you've done. We know you've done your best, and as you've said, your best is all that can be done. And so now it's our turn. We'll remember what we learned here. Wish us good luck.
Charlie holds Sally as they stand on the overlook. Hugs Eudora, then gets on a bus. She waves in the back of the bus, then turns to Snoopy.
You coming with me next year, Snoopy?
A photo of Charlie and his friends hangs on the history wall. Cut to black. Credits appear. Based upon the Peanuts comic strip by Charles M. Schulz. Director, Eric Wise. Written by Craig Schulz and Brian Schulz and Cornelius Uliano. Thank you. episode description provided by Pixelogic Media, narrated by Darren Revitz. Thank you, Sparky. Always in our hearts.